Europe poised for exponential XR industry growth. Europe could become the world's extended reality XR leader based on a report by the XR Association in partnership with economic research firm Macquarie's. Building on a 2017 report that predicted XR would create between 1.2 million and 2.4 million jobs in Europe by 2025, the most recent report validated that this growth trajectory is still on track. The European XR industry is anticipated to be valued between €35 billion and €65 billion by 2025, with up to €40 billion added to Europe's economy. As in the United States, XR in Europe is revolutionizing the ways we train, learn, create, play, and most importantly connect, said XRA CEO Liz Hyman. In an increasingly digital world, XR is becoming a business imperative. The report found that more than 93% of European XR companies surveyed forecasted sales growth over the next 3 years, two-thirds expect revenues to spike by over 50%. The amount of change could be extraordinary, with 94.8% of companies predicting moderate to exponential growth within 3 years. The last 3 years are a strong indicator as 86% of XR companies indicated sales increases. The applications of XR technologies are far-reaching, from assisting with remote surgeries to manufacturing, education, and gaming applications. Much of the growth will likely occur in enterprise sectors versus commercial ones such as manufacturing, product development, collaborative working, customer relationship, and horizontal activities, the report concluded. There were already signs of greater XR adoption during the COVID-19 pandemic, which drove scores of people from their workplaces to work-from-home scenarios necessitating the digitization of work and potentially creating a new class of XR consumers rendered more familiar with digital products. While the pandemic itself slowed industry growth temporarily, the expansion is expected to pick up at an even faster pace by 2022 as the economic recovery gains momentum. Furthermore, while the movement toward remote work has been criticized as hampering collaboration among workers, advances in enabling VR meetings could help achieve a more personal and involved experience. Germany and the UK currently lead Europe's XR industry. However, activity hubs permeate the continent, focusing on the areas of software development, content creation, and hardware. Some XR innovation projects are being funded by the European Union's Horizon 2020 initiative. Projects include Aridi, an education program expanding R in education, AR Twin, and our cloud and digital twin platform for the construction industry, and Prime VR 2, a project applying virtual gaming to rehabilitation purposes. Based in Germany, a project called Health Reality, which researches VR and our applications in healthcare to advance clinical results, is funded by the European Regional Development Fund. The report found that 82% of European XR companies aim to digitize their products for business areas related to training. Top use targets also include product design, prototyping, and sampling. Others said their products would be used for the purpose of conducting meetings and manufacturing. XR's potential to drive economic recovery, growth, and transformation is staggering, said Alexandros Vikos, senior consultant for digital economy at Macquarie's. Our 2021 findings underscore the importance of aligning our regulatory landscape and job training programs to help the technology realize its potential for Europe.